Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So once again, I say good morning to my friends and to my family in Christ and my family in the natural.
Amen.
And I'm going to start by reviewing and just letting you know that my goal in attempting to deal with our times of discouragement, that is my goal, to deal
Amen.
with that and how we can handle it.
Amen.
But what I wanted to say was that while I was reviewing, while I was studying this topic, my mind kept veering toward family issues. So, with that said, I pray you will understand that this message, this teaching really applies to all situations, all times
Amen.
of discouragement, all times of disillusionment. Amen.
Amen.
And what also came to my mind is that the word of God in Jeremiah 1:5, and this might have been why I kept going to the family, that God knew us even before we were.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
let's read it. Jeremiah 1:5. Let me just click okay here.
Hallelujah.
It says, before you were formed, and remember, he intricately wove us.
That's right.
So before you were formed in the womb, I, God, knew you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So with that in mind, I believe that God chose to whom we were to be born. I believe he chose
Hallelujah.
our siblings. He chose who would
Amen.
be your brother. He chose who would be your sister. And in thinking of that, I also believe that we have to honor him in this. We have to
Amen.
honor his selection, and we have to honor his continuum in our families. Amen.
Amen.
So please allow me to add that with this title, with this message of discouragement, I have been dealing with discouragement and disillusionment for a few years now. And I will tell you, this message hit hard against my spirit. And I hope that you receive it also. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's
Amen.
pray. Father God, I come before your holy throne, Lord God. I prostrate myself before you, Lord God. I pray that this message is exactly what you want me to say, Lord God, Father God, that it reaches humble hearts, humble minds, Father God, that it pleases you and that it serves your purpose. In Jesus' name, I pray. So
Amen.
the title of this message is Battling Discouragement.
Wow.
And in studying this, I want to ask you, how many of us know and believe that God wants to rise up a carpenter spirit in you? Amen. And I say carpenter spirit with a capital S. You see, he wants us to start building back what the enemy has or wants to destroy.
Amen.
So, thinking of the carpenter spirit, I went to Matthew 13:55, and all the verses I quote are from the New King James Version. Amen. And this verse tells us in the natural whom Jesus was and whom he is, because in the natural, what your parents know and are is what they teach you. Amen. So I believe that while Jesus was growing up, I'm sure that Joseph taught him carpenter skills. I'm
Amen.
sure that Joseph asked for his assistance. So I'm sure he helped, thus learning carpenter skills. And in Matthew 13:55, it tells us, is this not the carpenter's son?
Amen.
Is not his mother called Mary? And then it mentions his brothers, James, Joseas, Simon, and Judas. Amen. Amen. Now, for those of us that know that, this, I wonder how many of us realize that it is the time. Now is the time to work and rebuild the things that have us, that have you so worried, so discouraged, and so preoccupied. Amen. Now is the time for us to begin restoring broken relationships. I'm sure we all have semi or a broken relationship. And to me, what is more important than rebuilding family relationships? I
Amen.
want to tell you right now, I want to tell you in all as your mind goes, it is much easier to point a finger than a finger of accusation, to point a finger of accusation and laying of responsibility. It's much easier than to pick up a hammer and begin the repair.
Amen. Amen.
And in that, I want to go. I do have a lot of verses here, and because the word of God is the one that speaks. Amen.
Amen.
I went to Nehemiah 4:17.
Amen.
And here it speaks to us of when Nehemiah was building the wall. And most of us know this story. If not, if you don't know the story of Nehemiah, read the book. I tell you right
Amen.
now, read the book.
Amen.
In a quick synopsis, Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer.
Yes.
And what is a cupbearer? His job was to taste anything that was placed before the king.
Amen.
Why? We don't like it if we got something and someone picks up our cup and tastes it. We don't like it. But his job was to do just that. Why? To prevent the king from being
Poison.
poisoned.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Now, Nehemiah had heard of the distress of the survivors of Jerusalem that had been kept in captivity. He heard that the walls of Jerusalem had been torn down. He
That's
heard
right.
that the gates had been burned with fire. So this was the stress within Nehemiah, but Nehemiah also had God's favor. When Nehemiah had to go again before the king, I feel that God also put Nehemiah in the king's heart. Amen. Because the king noticed the sadness in Nehemiah, and he cared about it because he said, what's troubling you? Why do you look so sad? And when the king said that, Nehemiah explained what was happening, and he asked permission from the king. I thought that was bold, asking permission. I'm going to go and leave you to somebody else. He asked permission from the king to go back to Jerusalem and do the work. The king granted him permission, but I say God was in him because he not only granted him permission, he gave him letters of authorization. He gave him letters to present to the, I guess, the wood people to give him wood. He gave him letters to give him tools, everything that he was going to need to rebuild the walls. The king gave him letters so that they would be facilitated to him. So was that not God? Anyway, that was supposed to be a quick synopsis. But let me get back to Nehemiah 4:17, which tells us, they which built on the wall, and they that bear burdens, so those that had burdens, with those that were laded, and in today's, we don't use the word laded, but laded is a verb, it's an action word, it's a state of being, it's a past participle of things undone or preventing something. So they which build on the wall, and they that bear burdens, with those that laid it, every one of them with one hand wrought in the work, with the other hand holding a weapon. Amen, amen. What does that mean? So from this, we understand that every man, every woman, every child took a tool in one hand and the sword in the other. And what was that for? You see, you have to fight for what is yours. Amen. We have to have a tool in one hand and begin the rebuilding. We not only have to begin the rebuilding, but we have to have the sword. Excuse me. We have to have the sword in the other hand to fight off the enemy and all his whims. Amen. You see, you have to fight against every spirit, every evil, every negative thought, every negative word that is said against you and your rebuilding, that is said against you to divide. You have to build with one hand and fight with the other. Amen. How many times, and I'm going to ask you, how many times have you mentioned or confided with another individual a situation of sadness, of discouragement that you were experiencing? And they immediately responded with, "Girl, I wouldn't deal with that. Boy, get out of that situation. That's terrible. Oh, don't listen to them. Don't do that." Now, I just want you to know that when you hear this, that is the enemy exacerbating your issue. Amen. So if you have Jesus living in you, you have the spirit of a carpenter. Amen. Inside of you, a spirit that is able to build. Amen. Amen. You see, the enemy wants to scatter and destroy your friendships, your family, your marriage. And let me tell you, let me reinforce in you and make this a reality to you. He especially and most assuredly wants to scatter your church. He wants to remove the vision of your church.
Amen. Amen.
He wants to remove the vision of your future. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a remedy. Yes, he does. Amen. He tells us, lift up your heads. Amen. Psalm 21:28 tells us, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads. Why? Why does he tell us to lift up our heads? because your redemption is drawing near.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 24:9. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your everlasting doors. And I guess, can I tell you why? I ask you, why should you do that? And it goes on to say, and the King of Glory shall come in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to give you another psalm. Psalm 121, 1-2. I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence comes my help. Now, right there, I had to stop because from whence comes my help had a question mark. So were they asking from whence comes my help or were they making a statement? But when you continue reading, I pick it up as a question. So I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying to you this morning is in your discouragement, in your disillusionment, look to God. Look to God and build back what the enemy already has or wants to destroy. You see, when you lift up your head, adversity will take on your vision. Adversity will kneel and bow down to the one you are looking up to. Amen. Amen. Don't look at your feet. Don't focus or concentrate on your sadness, on your discouragement, on your situation. Don't focus on what you're going through. God wants you to have a vision. And that vision is in Him. Do you understand the fullness of that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't think you're hearing me exactly. He wants you to have a vision, and that vision is in Him. That vision lives in Him. That vision is Him. Amen. Amen. And if we follow through with the last psalm we just read, Psalm 121 to verse 3, He tells us He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh my goodness.
Amen.
So what does the
Amen.
Word tell you? I mean, you know, this is the truth. This is truth. You have to accept true. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, you have to look to the hills and know, like you know, that your help comes from the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're still not sure, help is on the way. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Know that things are going to get better. When? When are they going to get better? I'll tell you when. It will get better when you stop whining and complaining about it. Think about it. Things will get better when we pick up our swords and start fighting and pick up our tools and start working on those things, working through prayer, working through love. You see, God wants us to be carpenters like Him. He wants us to put tools in our hands to become armies of builders to build back what hell destroys. It's time to quit whining. It's time to start working on your marriage, working on your family, working on your friendships, and especially working on your ministry. Amen. Amen. Don't
Amen.
fall into the trap of pointing a finger. Instead, pick up a hammer. Amen. Nothing is going to change for you by blaming others. So let me be clear, and this is not a long message, but let me be clear on what you or what we have to do. We have to build with one hand and fight with the other. When you are actively doing what God has told you to do, the following is going to happen. Okay. Now, the following in this message may not be exactly what you think it's going to be. All right. But your thoughts are valid. Okay. So when you are actively doing what God has told you to do, the following is going to happen. The naysayers, the critics, the you can't do it will come from what appears to be out of nowhere. But think about it. Do we know where it comes from? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's the enemy. Okay, and it's time to pull out that sword. As I said, you have to
Amen.
draw on your carpenter spirit and not let them stop you from building, from rebuilding relationships. Remember, if you're not active, if you don't think about it, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Amen. Amen. And idle hands don't build anything. Amen. Now is the remedy. Now is the remedy when you are feeling scattered and disjointed. First, you have to know that Jesus does not want this for you. Our God is not in the business of demolishing. He is in the business of rebuilding.
Building up.
So we know that Jesus, in his humanity, was a carpenter's son. And as a carpenter's son, he wants to rebuild any broken place in your life. He wants you to know that there is life beyond your pain. Amen. Amen. And the first thing you need to do when feeling scattered, lost, or disjointed is to rebuild your altar. Every problem you may see in your life is a prayer problem. If you fix your prayer altar, your prayer altar will fix you. Amen. Amen. It will rebuild
Amen.
your life. And please know that you can rebuild your greatest altar out of what you don't have. Amen. Amen. The next thing you have to do is to rebuild yourself. Your prayer life will build you up. Praying builds up your faith. When there is no one available to encourage you, I tell you, encourage yourself.
Amen.
When there is no one there to pray for you, then in the name of Jesus, pray for yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The next thing you have to do is rebuild. Rebuild your relationship with others. Recognize that it's not all about you. It's not about, oh, he made me so sad. Oh, she disrespected me. Oh, they made me think that I was nothing. It's not all about you. If you work to build others up, it will amaze you how God will build you up.
Amen.
Amen. When we pour out into other, God pours back into us. He not only pours back into us, but he fills our vessels. He fills our pitchers. Amen.
Amen. And
Amen. We also have to cultivate a, we also have to cultivate a do it now mentality. Amen. And I try doing that a lot because I can procrastinate. Okay. I'm sort of good at that. But I'm trying to develop a do it now mentality, an
Amen.
attitude to work towards what troubles you. You see, even in the coldest times, you have to have that do it now mentality. And what will happen? When you do it now, the tools you use will generate the heat you need. Amen. Amen. You
Amen.
see, things will start warming up. The heat is in the tools. If you stop whining and start working, God will be there to empower you.
Amen.
To empower you, not him, because my brother, may he rest in peace, Peter Martinez, used to always say, God says, if you do this, I will do that. Amen. Amen. So there will be, he will empower you to rebuild everything that hell destroyed. So get to work. Get to work. I also want to ask you to just imagine what it would be like if all the persons involved were working and fighting towards the same goal. If all your friends and family picked up tools, hammers, and swords and fought for one another, imagine what would happen. Because that is what we have to do. We have to build with one hand and fight the enemy, what is against you, what is against our God, with the other. And as I said, it's not a long message. I'm going to start to close, but before I close, I'm going to leave you with this to ponder on. You ready? What is the worst thing that God ever allowed to happen to humanity? Just think about it. It wasn't World War I. It wasn't World War II. It wasn't Hitler. It wasn't the dictators Castro or Mussolini. No, it was the murder of Jesus Christ. Hang in there. Do we think about that subconsciously as no, that was the beginning of something good? Or, okay, no, the worst thing that ever happened to humanity was the war murder of Jesus Christ.
Now,
Now,
what was
what was the best thing that God ever allowed to happen to humanity? It was the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. So think about it. If God can and did such a great thing for you, for me, if he can change something so tragic to something so wonderful, and just for us, think about what he will do for you today. Think about what he will do for me today. Your current situation is not beyond his reach. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to encourage you with just one more verse. As terrible or as bad or discouraged or as disillusioned or as saddened that you are.
I want to go to Jeremiah 32.
I want to go to Jeremiah 32, 17, that tells us, our God, our Lord God, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched hand. There is nothing too hard for you. I pray this has blessed you. Amen. Amen, Sister Vinnie.
Amen.